Welcome to the Love Story Podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Green, where we are capturing the magic of every love story.
Thank you for joining us on the Love Story Podcast today. I am the host of the show, Ashley, as all of our illustrious listeners may know. Would you like to introduce yourself for the show?
Yeah, I'm Natalie. Live in St. Cloud, and I am talking about my love story with Charlie. We met on Tinder.
Okay, very exciting. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Charlie is not with us today because
he works overnight, so he's gotta, relax and sleep before he has to go. So.
Okay, well, we will forgive him of that.
Yeah.
Okay, so how long ago did you guys meet?
6.5 years ago.
Okay. So you met on Tinder. Was this like you were on Tinder because you were like, I'm desperately trying to find the love of my life? Or you were like, girl, I'm fooling around.
I was trying to find my love match.
Okay.
I recently re-downloaded it in January of 2019. And like the very first week, I saw Charlie's profile pop up. And what captured me on his profile was it said, I want to make someone happy.
Oh.
And it struck me as something different because everyone, like, you have your reasons why you're on the dating apps. But I was like, oh, I'll just swipe right. Mm-hmm. We matched and he reached out like immediately. We had our first date like within a week at Panera. Mm-hmm. And then like 10 minutes after that date, he like messaged me again and was like, let's do it again.
I love that. I love when someone lets you know exactly where you stand. It's like, thank you.
Yeah. And I never in my life had a super serious relationship before him. So it was very different for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it just felt right. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't explain it. It just felt like this is what I want. I don't think I want anyone else. Mm-hmm. Like, this is who I want to be with.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. And then like 3 weeks later, he asked me to be his girlfriend.
Okay. Officially.
Yep. Officially.
How old were you guys at this time?
I was 23 and he was 24. I was living with a roommate in an apartment and he was living with a married couple in a house with a couple dogs. And so we spent as much time as we could together.
Mm-hmm.
Weekends. He had certain days off. And at the time, I was working at Target, so I was, like, working all over the place, too. So we'd just try and meet up and hang out as much as we could. And then COVID happened. Mm-hmm. And then we moved in with each other
at that point. You had started dating at the beginning of 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so you dated for about a year. And then it was, like, were you talking about, if COVID wouldn't have happened, would you have left the situations that you were in to move in together? Or was it like, yeah, we were kind of talking about it anyway, so this just makes sense?
We were going to move in with each other anyways. Mm-hmm. I think it just kind of pushed us to move in together. And then, like, at that point, you know, we were just enjoying being together.
Mm-hmm.
We are avid road trippers.
Okay.
So we go on national park road trips every year.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of like what our love grew into, is we really bonded over road tripping, long hours together in the car and seeing wildlife and just seeing the United States.
What kind of road trippers are you? Because like for me, I am like, if there's silence, I will, and I'm like, I wasn't even aware that I did this, but I will just like say things that are happening, like a typical white man in a car. That's like an old white man in the car. That's just like, oh, 3 miles ahead to the Toby's restaurant, whatever. And just start like saying stuff, pointing stuff out and saying stuff. You got to be keeping me talking. Let's have a conversation where I'm going to get real weird and annoying. So how do you guys road trip together?
We go back and forth between, we have like our playlist and so we'll listen to music, sing loudly.
Do you curate a playlist for the start of every road trip, or is it just like, we'll just put on our Spotify?
We do have just like a Spotify playlist that's called our Road Trip Jams.
Okay.
It's probably like 700 songs.
Perfect.
Of just everything. We also go and balance that with podcasts as well.
What kind of podcasts do you listen to?
So for road trips, we specifically were listening to and have listened to Free Beer and Hot Wings.
Okay.
They're out in Michigan. And then I personally like listening to Jenna and Julian. Okay. It's an old podcast. They no longer do it, unfortunately. But so those kind of podcasts we go back and forth with. And then sometimes we just start talking and then we turn it down and just on random tangents. Or, you know, if you're going west of the United States and you're driving through South Dakota, you see all the wall drug signs. Or we have a checklist when we're on our road trips, so we put all the states on there and we make sure we find all the state license plates.
Okay.
And then we do animals that we see, whether they're alive or dead.
Okay. It counts.
Yeah, it counts. We yell at trucks that are lifted. We call them micro penises.
Of course.
You know, yeah. So
everybody
knows.
I was just having this conversation. Do you buy a micro penis because you think that no, like, but you're the one that no one's going to say that about? Because no, you do. That's what everybody, we all know it.
Yeah. Yeah. The smallest man that drives the biggest truck. So we tally those up. For the longest time, we did Prius. If we see a Prius, we yell Prius. Very, like, just, like, really angry about it, too.
Yeah,
how dare you be on the road? And then what else do we... Oh, slug bugs. But we found that when you go west, you don't really see them around. They're just kind of elusive. So I think they're a dying breed.
Yeah, I think they are. I think they are.
Unfortunately. So, yeah, those are the kind of things we do on road trips. And we either park in a Walmart parking lot and sleep in the car, or we tent it or hotel it. It's kind of up to, like, how fast we're going, where we're at, if we're making our timeline or not. But yeah, that's, like, probably one of our, like, big bonding moments together. Okay.
Where did you go on your first road trip together?
We went out to Maine.
Okay.
So we did it the end of September in 2019, and we took kind of a weird long way there. We went up to Duluth and kind of followed the Superior Lakes. So we got to see all the colors of the leaves and drove down into Chicago and just kind of followed it all the way through. And we got to go to Niagara Falls on the way there. It was just beautiful, like Vermont and New Hampshire. And, like, I just can't explain it. It's almost like Duluth colors, but, like, just even crazier. Just beautiful out there. And then the lobster, delicious out in Maine. So fresh.
Okay. 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
What is it that you, so when you're going on a road trip like this, what is it that you guys do that you're able to take this kind of time off to be able to go and just drive?
At the time, I was a leader at Target, and I just, like,
I'm
accumulated my time and then put it in. I've fluctuated back and forth between either taking a week off or 2 weeks off at a time, and, like, that would get approved. But Charlie has been at FedEx Ground for like 12 years now, and he has, like, 5+ weeks of vacation, so he has to use it up before the end of the year anyways. So he kind of just gets whatever he wants to do. So he's the one who has more flexibility, I would say, in taking his time off. But now I have a newer role, and it's actually in Waite Park. So as a sales and marketing director of Sterling Park. So I have more flexibility with time off, which is a lot nicer. So they're all about work-life balance.
Yes.
So we got to go take our honeymoon, actually, in Norway for 2 weeks.
Ooh.
So yeah, that was a really awesome trip.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
So were you both born in central Minnesota?
Yes.
Okay. And you just, did you ever, in the amount of time that you guys have, as you're talking, going into your relationship after you match on Tinder, had you ever bumped paths or anything before?
We've talked about it, and we swear to this day, we're like, I thought we ran into each other, or, like, you look familiar. He went to Sauk Rapids and I went to Apollo.
Okay.
So, and he was a year older than me. Potentially we could have ran into each other, like, at a football game, or we both went to St. Cloud State, and we might have had a class together. But we could never pinpoint it down.
Yeah.
But other than that, we've always said, like, you look familiar.
Yeah.
So it's just weird that, like, we've, like, all our lives, we've grown up around here.
Yeah.
And then that one thing that we finally, like, connected. And it's just, like, but we have this feeling that we still, like, knew who they were. So
some kind of, like, cosmic something something brought you together, whatever you, yeah.
All right, let's talk vodka. Not the boring, flavorless kind you panic buy before a party, but something with actual personality. Norman's Shuck Vodka from Garden State Distillery. This stuff is distilled in small batches in Toms River, New Jersey, and it's infused with oysters, seaweed, and sea salt. Basically, the Jersey Shore in a glass, minus the spray tans. They call it a dirty martini in a bottle, and they're not wrong. It's got this subtle salty brine, a little ocean breeze vibe, and a smooth finish with just a hint of pepper. Honestly, it makes your Bloody Marys, oyster shooters, and even your basic vodka sodas taste like you know what you're doing. Oh, and seafood? Forget it. This vodka was born to sit next to a platter of oysters. And because I negotiated like the feisty podcast host I am, you get 15% off anything from Garden State Distillery. Yep, the highest discount out there, exclusively for my listeners. Just use code LOVESTORY at GardenStateDistillery.com. You're welcome.
So you go to Panera. Who chose Panera as the first date?
I believe that was me.
Okay.
Just wanted something different. I think I've done like Chipotle a bunch of times with people or like getting coffee. Mm-hmm. And I was like, let's just sit in there. It might be a little different experience.
Yeah. So, okay. Did you like midday?
I think it was like early afternoon. Okay. And we went in and
did you meet in the parking lot together? Or did you go in together?
I met him at the entrance.
Okay.
And then
were you nervous?
Yes.
Okay.
So was nervous. He nervous? Yeah.
Okay. Did you creep on him on like social media or anything before you went out?
I don't think at that point I did. It was right after.
Okay.
Because then I could finally like I figured out like what his last name mm-hmm. was, and then I was like, okay, Facebook stalking him. So I was just really nervous going into mm-hmm. the date, and we ordered, and he paid for it, and we sat down, and we sat there for like 3 hours talking.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what was the like? I mean, obviously, 3 hours of conversation just kind of rolls effortlessly then at that point. So like what was kind of the like the topics that you talked about?
Just like the first like basic get to know you stuff. Mm-hmm. And then I think we got off some tangents on like what like music that mm-hmm. we listen to, what we like to do. He at the time he was coaching wrestling. I don't know anything about wrestling, so I asked him about that. Mm-hmm. And just kind of his schedule, because he's a very busy man. Mm-hmm. He works overnights, he's coaching, he was going to school a couple years prior to us meeting, and so we kind of talked about how he didn't have a really good balance in life. Mm-hmm. And like was falling asleep in classes and ultimately had to like give up school because he was really committed to work and loves coaching for wrestling. That like he's probably like one of like, if you think of like a great coach, mm-hmm. he's someone that you would want as a coach.
Does he coach the wrestling for, is it like, does he still do that?
So he actually just gave that up as a part-time position, and he's going to do it more like volunteer wise.
Sure.
He originally started wrestling coaching at Sauk Rapids after he graduated, and then they all migrated up to Royalton. 7 years straight they were going to state.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very impressive.
Yeah, it was like the best kind of group of mm-hmm. friends, and they just have so much fun.
Sure.
And, you know, everyone calls him Chuck, and it's like,
do you call him Chuck?
No, I don't. he's Charlie or Charlie Brown.
Okay.
But yeah, he's like, all the kids love him, and that's just like something that he really enjoys doing.
Okay. So you're sitting, you're chit-chatting, you're learning all of this about what it's like to coach wrestling and all mm-hmm. of that stuff on your first date, and then you walk away from that. Did you guys hug going into the date or anything like that? Or was it like, did you shake it? Because that's the most awkward part, is like, especially when you meet on an app or whatever, to walk up and then it's like, do we hug? Do we shake hands? Do we like, shaking hands feels so like lame, boring adult, but it's also like the universal, this is just mm-hmm. what you do when you meet someone. What did you do?
I think we hugged.
Okay.
We for sure hugged goodbye, mm-hmm. but like the first like interaction, like when you're meeting someone, is so awkward.
Yes.
Yeah. I think we were just both very nervous. We definitely hugged when we met each other. It was like, oh, hi. Like,
yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
You know, because sometimes I feel like even looking at people's pictures on profiles and then you meet them in person, you're like, you don't look the same.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But like, I know it's you.
Yes. Yes.
I don't know.
This is not what I was expecting.
Right.
Yeah. So when he walked up, was it like, oh, this is exactly what I was hoping for or expecting? Or was it just like, you didn't even think about it? It was just like, let's just get in and sit down.
Yeah, I didn't really think about it. I was just like, you know, I'll see where this goes. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to go in and have this date and I'm not going to get my hopes up. From there, he just kind of blew my expectations away on what I thought like dating world was going to be like for me. But yeah, I was not expecting it to go anywhere.
Yeah.
So it's just, and it's just weird how life works like that, you know, and I wouldn't change it at all. Like,
yeah.
That's just how, like, I liked being surprised by that. He would always reach out. He would always, like, stay in contact with me, even with, like, him sleeping during the day, me working during the day. And so, like, we would still have that point of contact at some point in the time, in the day.
So did you, I mean, because he's been working overnights then this the whole time of your relationship, does he have any intention of switching to day side, or is it like, nope, this is the way I live my life?
He's tried. I think it's just, the opportunities are sometimes not there. And just with the job market right now, it's he's just not been able to swap to something else. He's tried staying with FedEx and hasn't had the opportunity to interview, or like, I don't know. I don't know if it's like location wise and just stuck in St. Cloud. But yeah, no, he's tried multiple times, and it's, you know, for like health reasons for sure. We've talked about it, like, get on a better sleeping schedule, you know, down the line, if we have kids, like, it'd be a lot easier if he wasn't overnight. Granted, it'd be nice, because then it's like, well, then we don't need a babysitter.
Right. Yeah.
Or daycare. But then, you know, no one's getting sleep.
Right.
But yeah, it's on his mind to get something dayside, or, you know, a typical Monday through Friday. So, I mean, he's got 12 years in operation skills and management. So I don't think he would have an issue of finding something.
Sure.
So.
Okay. So he texts you after the date. He's like, that was great. I want to do that again. And then you're like, okay, cool. So then you go on a handful of dates again, then two, or like, is it like, how quickly did the relationship kind of ramp into? Because you said he asked you to be his girlfriend after 3 weeks?
Yeah, 3 weeks, three dates.
Okay, three dates. Okay.
So first one was Panera. Our second one, we went to the Ice Castles.
Okay.
It was down in, I think it was Edina or Eden Prairie, I can't remember. And they like make this like maze of like, they call it ice castles, and it's like frozen water, and it's
cool
with all this like, and it was in, you know, freezing in the middle of January. So we're like, we're not bundled up the best, and it was really windy, so we had hot chocolate, and it was great, and that's where we had our first kiss.
Okay. Did he initiate?
Yes.
Okay. Did you see it coming?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we like crawled in this little alcove, and it was really pretty, and like we sat down, and then he kissed me.
Oh, so very sweet.
It was very sweet. And then, yeah, and it was, that was our second date, and then our third date, I think we were just hanging out, watching a movie. And then at that point, that's when he asked me to be his girlfriend.
Okay. And were you, was that something that you saw coming?
No.
Okay.
No, I wasn't expecting that. I thought maybe we would just go on a couple more dates and then like,
see what happens.
It'd be done. Yeah. Just because that's what I was used to. Hanging out with someone or seeing someone for a couple of weeks, and then a month later, it's bye, see you later,
kind of kind fizzled of thing. Out.
Yeah.
Yikes. That's the idea of like the modern day dating world is just like, it's so complex, especially when it's like, because you can jump on and like creep on their Facebook and see what they're doing, or like, did you delete the app? Like, I deleted my app. Like, you have to have all of those weird conversations that it's like, ugh, that extra layer of complexity that's just like, could break your heart at every step.
Right. No, that was another conversation that we had, is like, oh, did you delete the app? Yep. Okay. Like,
so things are getting serious.
Yep.
So at what point, who dropped the L-bomb first? Who said?
Charlie did.
Okay. That does not surprise me.
Yeah.
Okay. How did he, what was it like? Very nervous, sweaty, like, or did he just casually just be like, yeah, Natalie, I love you?
I think it was pretty casual. We were just, I don't know, we woke up from morning and just hugged each other, and he said, I love you, Natalie. And I was like, oh, I love you. So yeah, no, it was very casual.
Was that the first person outside of family or whatever to say that to you, or have you had other intimate relationships like that previously.
He was the first.
So you're dating, you're in love, everything is just like swooning and perfect and whatever. And then all of a sudden, boom, you go on a road trip and then boom, pandemic happens. You guys move in together. Mm-hmm. How did that change the like dynamic of your relationship? Because if you would have been working at Target at the time, you would have been essential worker mm-hmm. and he would have been essential worker. Probably ramped up way even more for both of you.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we were both really stressed out mm-hmm. and very tired. And we were very, like, nervous about, like, getting each other sick, too. Mm-hmm. Up until that point, like, up until, like, 2021, like, we didn't get each other sick okay. at all. And we never had COVID until 2021. Mm-hmm. And so it was, yeah, I think we were just really tired. He was working, like, I want to say like 70 hours a week. Mm. Like he was so busy and yeah. so tired and just like drained. And so we were just trying to navigate that. But, you know, like even like we would still have like a day off with each other. So we would take that time and like spend it with yeah. each other.
Yeah.
So like that he like even though he works overnights, he always makes it a point to wake up when I get home from Aww. Work. And I'm like, why are you getting up? Like, just stay yeah. asleep. And he's like, well, I want to see you. And I was like, I know, but like, I want you to get rest. Yeah. But yeah, he's like, he's always been so thoughtful. And that's something that I just really appreciate from him. Like, I've never asked him to be that way. Mm-hmm. And he's just always like, just he does things like randomly that are like, that's so kind of you. Like, I didn't even like think of that.
Oh, he said it from like, the beginning. He just yeah. wants to make someone happy. Yeah. Like, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, he's pretty special.
Yeah. Let's be honest. Most cookies out there are either too basic or too bougie, but Molly B's somehow nailed the balance. Bold, fun, and unforgettable cookies that actually taste as good as they sound. We're talking flavors like Bee Cordial with chocolate and cherry chunks, Big Joe with fresh ground coffee and a hint of rum, Boba Doodles with Snickerdoodle and Boba Pearls, and everybody's favorite train wreck, the Hot Mess, with mango, white chocolate, and crushed hot Cheetos on top. I know, it sounds unhinged, but trust me, one bite and you'll be hooked. Molly's a single mom from Alaska who turned her kitchen experiments into a full-blown national sensation, featured on Food Network, Martha Stewart Living, and even at the Grammy Awards. These cookies are indulgent, surprising, and absolutely addictive. And because I've got the hookup, you get 10% off your order. Yes, the highest discount they offer when you use my code LOVESTORY at mollybees.com. Stock up for gifts, hoard them for yourself, or both. No judgment here. So you're going through all of the stress of, I think that's the thing about COVID too that we forget about, especially for you guys to be two essential workers mm-hmm. out in the world separately, your separate careers, and then having to come home together. I think we forget a lot about like the fear of the early date because it's so easy to be now 5 years disconnected from it and to be like, yeah, it was clearly nothing, right? Like, look, yeah. I'm still here. But like, at the time, it was so like you didn't know what was going to happen and you had to have the plan in place of like, what happens if I get sick? And like, mm-hmm. you know, then what does that mean for anything? It was really scary.
Yeah. It was like, what happens if I test positive? Who has to stay home? Who gets mm-hmm. to go to work? Or like the rules at work changing like on a yeah. daily basis? Or who's yelling at you because mm-hmm. of something happened with that? But yeah, I think we both grew from that as well, just as like having that experience. Yeah. I mean, everyone did, like, you know, it's just, it really just changed everybody. And then it just made me realize how gross we are. mm-hmm.
Yes. And the number of times that you just put your face, my sister talks about it all the time. She's like, why am I sick? And then she like was talking back about her day and she's like, well, I was out pushing carts at Costco and then I immediately went and ate a hot dog and I was licking ketchup off my fingers. Did we learn nothing in COVID? Mm-hmm. You're disgusting.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. So, and it definitely kind of like going through that experience together, the early stages of a relationship, it kind mm-hmm. of does. It's like your relationship on steroids where it's like you've now learned so much about each other and you've gone through an incredibly stressful time. So then at what point were you talking like, oh, we're going to get married?
I think that was 2021. I was just talking to him about that. Like, where do you see us going? And gave him a bunch of my ideas on like what I wanted for my ring. Mm-hmm. We talked about that in depth. And then I told him if he were to propose, he should probably do it at a national park because that would make the most sense.
Obviously, we're national park nerds.
Yeah. And
then
so,
did you, every national park that you went in, were you like, after that, like, this is the one?
Yeah. So in 2021, we went to the Grand Canyon and he got a reservation and it was right on the Grand Canyon and he was going to do pictures at sunset. So then I was like, oh, this must be it, yeah. Right? No.
No, it never is.
It wasn't it. It was not that trip. And I was like, I was disappointed.
You'd gotten your nails done and everything. Yep, and you're just like, okay, yep. All right. Okay, no fanfare, no ring. Okay. Nope,
yeah, that was not the year for it. And I told him that. And he's like, oh.
Yeah, these men are oblivious. Yeah. He had no idea that you were like, I'm a comeback, an engaged woman. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, but it happened the next year. Okay. In 2022, we went to Glacier National mm-hmm. Park and we got up at like 4 a.m. for this hike. Mm-hmm.
Do you have an inkling? Do you see it coming? Are you like...
No.
Okay.
And what's weird is I did my nails the night before. So I had my nails done and we went on this hike. It was like a 3-mile hike, so it takes like an hour and a half to get mm-hmm. to this lake. It's called Avalanche Lake, and it's beautiful up there. And he said he also has he's really into photography. He's like photography, mm-hmm. and he loves nature and animal photography, so he's really into that. He's got mm-hmm. this really cool, I can't remember if it's a Dyson or some Canon camera or whatever, mm-hmm. and he's got a long lens. And
so he's got an excuse to get down on like a one knee mm-hmm. and look like he's taking pictures or whatever. So yeah, he can be moving and being weird and whatever, and you're just like, hey, he's getting the right shot. That's
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, no, he was setting up his tripod and he was like asking me to stand in certain places and I didn't think of anything. I thought mm-hmm. he was getting natural, like getting like, you know, the right shot for lighting and everything. At a certain point when we were on the hike, I noticed something in his pocket.
Uh-huh.
But at the same time, I thought it was his earbuds case.
Oh, yeah. It's because about the same size.
Yeah, because that's what he carries around all the time. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, no, it's not the ring box. And I didn't even know if he had a ring or not.
You've already had your heart broken. Well, not necessarily broken is a dramatic word, but you've already been like, I was at the edge of the Grand Canyon mm-hmm. and I didn't get proposed to.
Yeah.
So here we go. Yeah. Whatever. That's just your earbud case.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, that's what I thought. I was like, it's not it. And so we get towards the lake and he's like asking me, so like, let's take some pictures mm-hmm. of us. And he's like taking it with his camera, like his phone is the remote for the camera. Mm-hmm. We're just standing there like taking some pictures. And then like, I'm looking out at the lake. There's loons like Ooh. Making the calls and stuff.
So magical.
Yeah. And then he says my name and I turn and then he's like going down on his knee and I'm like, yes. He didn't even
he's like, I had a speech.
Yeah.
Let me get out my
he
speech.
He didn't even say anything. I was like, yes.
You need me to tie your shoe. That's what I was yeah. gonna ask you. So yeah. Then did he just just come stand back up and here you go, or did he have a speech?
He didn't have a speech, but he just said, Natalie, will you marry me?
Yes.
And then I was like, yes. And he, you know, brought the ring out and
that's beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah. So he like exactly what I wanted. Mm-hmm. I did not pick out the ring. Mm-hmm. He just went off of my description and wow. like photos that I showed him. And yeah, I was just blown away. And
how long had he had it?
So we went on the trip in August. Mm-hmm. He had it since May.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a long time to keep it hidden. And did mm-hmm. he like, if you look back, were you like, oh yeah, there was some like, you acted a little bit weird in May or like anything like that? Or is he just cool as a cucumber?
I mean, he's pretty cool, like yeah. chill guy in general. So I didn't suspect anything up until like the week before the trip because mm-hmm. he got sick
okay.
and we thought it was COVID.
Uh-huh.
Luckily it wasn't.
Yep.
And he was like, no, we're going on this trip no matter what, Natalie. I'm like, but you're not feeling good.
Yeah.
Like, why would we go on this trip if you're not feeling good? He's like, no, we have to go on this trip. I was like, okay.
Yeah, fine. I guess he's really passionate
yeah.
about Glacier.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
So I was like, oh, so that's why uh-huh. you wanted to go.
So you come back engaged. So what's your like relationship, your family like? Do you have, you've got the two parents, he's got two parents, or what's kind of the...
So my parents are divorced, but his parents are married.
Mm-hmm.
No one knew. No one okay. in the family knew that I was going to get a ring. Because we talked about that too. Like, we just didn't think, like, we thought it was like old school to like ask for someone's hand in marriage and get the approval. I was like, what's my parents going to say no to you?
Exactly.
Like,
how long into the relationship did you meet parents?
Well, we met everybody like that year in 2019 at like, he met my family like Labor Day weekend for camping. And then like we met pretty much everybody with holidays. Mm-hmm. So we got pretty much everyone out of the, we just met everybody and I liked his family. I love his grandparents. And
And did families, like everybody liked you, everybody liked him?
Yeah. The guys on my side of the family really liked Charlie. It's a funny story. He really impressed the guys on my side of the family. Because,
and who are the guys?
So it would be my uncle and my two cousins. They helped us move a couch into our apartment. And we were having a rough time getting it through our door. Mm-hmm. And so Charlie just grabs the couch and pulls it in himself. And the like my cousins and my uncle were like flabbergasted.
Yeah.
And they're like,
he just Hulk smashed this couch.
Yeah, right. All right.
Done.
Respect.
Yeah, he can take care of her. He's just manhandled this couch like it was no big deal.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
So, and then from there, they're like, yeah, Charlie's a cool guy.
Okay. So he impressed everybody.
Yeah.
Did you, when you met his mom, were you just like, when you met, I guess his mom and dad, because like you meet his parents, were you like, okay, if this is the man that he turns out to be, awesome? Or was it like kind of a weird getting to know each other relationship?
I think it was just like weird for me, just because like I would say I'm a very like introvert, shy person. Mm-hmm. And so it's just hard for me to open up to people, or like his mom is so welcoming.
Sure.
And his dad, I would say, is where Charlie gets his humor from. Mm-hmm. His dad just jokes around with me all the time, and his mom is just as sweet as can be, and just is like, I would say now I would say that I'm the daughter they always wanted. Mm-hmm. So that's where I feel very special, is like they treat me very well and they love me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you come back engaged, and did you have to call everybody and do the whole, or did you wait until you get back?
We texted like our immediate family that night just to like let them know. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we didn't say anything like social media wise or letting everyone else know until we got back.
That's definitely like another layer too, where it's like you have to, if somebody finds out on a social media post and they felt like they should have gotten a phone call or a text message, it like, creates a whole bunch of stuff. So, we got to, before we do anything crazy, let's just sit down, have conversations with the people who need a conversation, and then go from there.
Yeah. Yeah. So we like called or texted like the important family members, my best friend, and like, you know, showing them the pictures of the ring. And, you know, like the social media post was the pictures that Charlie took with his camera. And so that will always be a special place.
Yep.
And like that park will always be a special place for us, just because that's where we got engaged. And that experience and that trip was amazing for us. So,
How long after engagement did you plan the wedding and get actually married?
So we had a longer engagement.
Okay.
We were paying most of it for it for ourselves. I was like, let's just kind of figure out some like venue stuff at first. We were trying to get quotes, and we just found that it was really expensive, as it is nowadays. And we actually got married on my dad's property. He's on like 10 acres with a pole barn, and we waited 2 years until we got married.
Okay.
So it will be almost a year married this September.
Okay, so fairly recently then. Okay, and you said you went to Norway for your honeymoon. Okay, for, this might be a dumb question, but does Norway have, like, do other countries have national parks?
Yes, they do. So there is, like, I don't even know how many that Norway has, but I mean, in general, the whole country is just like a
big, beautiful park.
Big, beautiful park. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like, I mean, the whole country is just a huge mountain range, waterfalls.
Ugh, magical.
I would say it's like the North Shore on steroids with the mountain range.
Okay.
So we wanted to go there because we were both Norwegian. Mm-hmm. So we kind of traced some of our names and wanted to look into that. But also we just wanted to do something internationally. We both never flew on a plane before. Okay. Or we never been out of the country. So we just wanted to do that experience before maybe life got really serious.
Yeah.
That was what kind of made us land on Norway. And we stayed in a camper van.
Cool.
And Norway has, I can't remember what the rule is called, but basically you can camp wherever within reason, like obviously not right up next to a house, but like sure. As long as you're like not bothering people, you can just kind of park wherever and stay the night.
Wow.
So that's what we did. We just paid for the camper van and drove all through Norway and spent 2 weeks there, and we saw moose and reindeer. We went whale watching mm-hmm. in the Arctic Ocean.
Wow. What did you see? Like how many whales?
I think we saw two whales. They're called minke whales.
Okay.
They're the only breed of whales that are still hunted. The guide was like, this is really rare because usually they're really scared of boats
mm-hmm.
For obvious reasons. And they were just swimming around us and kept popping up.
That's fun.
Yeah. So that was really cool. We went the beginning of June.
Oh, so you waited for a while to take your honeymoon after you got married?
Yeah.
So this would have been just a couple of months ago?
Yep.
Okay. Fun.
Yeah. So we went to the beginning of June, and the weather there was probably what it feels like now.
Okay.
So it's like 50s, 60s, like cloudy, sunny mm-hmm. type of thing. But it honestly, I wouldn't want it to be like too hot when
right.
we were there anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was really cool.
Okay.
There.
What did you eat when you were in Norway?
We ate a lot of normal food, but our first hot meal was meatballs and potatoes. And
okay.
They were so good.
Okay.
And then there was this open-faced sandwich that we got in, I think it was Underdahl, Norway.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like little shrimp pieces and I believe mussels, like in this like type of sauce. It's really good. Fresh.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Are you, when you go out to eat together, are you food sharers or are you a like, keep your hands off my plate, this is for me only?
We'll share our food.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And typically like our rule for when we go on trips is to go to places that we can't go at home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So obviously Norway, like we'll try anything and everything.
Yeah.
They did have Burger King and McDonald's there still though.
Okay.
They don't have iced coffee. Yeah, I know.
Interesting. Okay.
I think that's just a whole European thing. They just don't do iced drinks.
Hmm.
Yeah. Which was very upsetting for me.
Yeah, of course.
I was like, I don't like hot coffee.
Yeah, or like lukewarm coffee.
Right, yeah.
Huh.
So that was like my one thing that I wanted when I got back. It's like,
yes.
I just need an iced drink so bad.
That's crazy. I never would have thought that.
Right.
So, okay, so you're cruising around for a couple weeks in Norway, mm-hmm. living your best life, and then you come back and now it's just kind of like life as normal?
Yep. We flew back, and so the total time the plane ride was, I think, like a total of 8 hours.
Okay.
But we had a layover in Iceland. And then when we got back, we just like slept it off and then we were fine the next day. I don't
sure.
think we really were jet lagged. We were worse going there because we lost a whole day, basically.
Yeah.
But yeah, back to normal life, going right back to work and mm-hmm. just jumping right back in. And
yeah.
Yeah.
So when you landed on Norway and you were doing all of that kind of stuff, like, was it really just like you just kind of on your own, just cruising through Norway? You just went like, how did you plan ahead of time? Like, and I know that like, I'm the type of road tripper that I am is I like to road trip, but mm-hmm. I like to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, I'll drive. The kids and I went to Seattle a handful of years ago and it was like, we are going to drive 14 hours to Billings, Montana, and then we're going to drive straight on. And the next day we were in Seattle by 3 p.m. So like, mm-hmm. and then we're going to spend as much time in Seattle as we want to. So when, for the people who like to road trip and they like to see the sights and whatever, there's a lot of planning that goes into
yep.
that. So like for the planning and everything on the road trip side, did you do the same kind of planning for Norway?
Yes. So it's like, we bought a book of just like it's just like a travel book on Norway, and we like read through it, and we're like picking out like attractions and towns that we want to see, just structural things that we wanted to see. Mm-hmm. And then Charlie just kind of like mapped it out and like kind of planned out like a loose itinerary mm-hmm. for the 2 weeks. And then we actually ended up being like a day ahead of our plans. Oh. So we kind of just had some extra time to just kind of like wander wherever yeah, we wanted do to do. Want. So, but yeah, like the typical road trips, we are always like, we kind of plan out a little bit of it, but then mm-hmm. we also keep it a little bit of a loose time frame yeah. just so then if traffic or we want to stay somewhere a little bit longer, then we can do that. It was a little harder to do with Norway just because we weren't sure how the roads were going to be. A lot of the roads there end and you have to get on like ferries.
Okay.
To travel with your vehicle. Mm-hmm. So we weren't sure if we had to wait for a ferry or not. Otherwise, we planned it pretty well that we didn't have to really wait around mm-hmm. for ferries or anything. We drove in an underwater tunnel in the ocean.
Okay.
Which was kind of alarming.
Yeah. Can you... You probably can't see anything. You're just like in an underground tunnel.
No, yeah. You just think it's like a normal tunnel, like you're driving through. And then we were like looking on the navigation and I was like, we're in the water.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to look it up and it's one of their projects that they're doing. They just started in like 2019. They're almost done for this like one major highway that instead of like driving on in and out of the like mountain range and worrying about like timed ferries, mm-hmm. people can just bypass everything, like all the cities and the ferries, and just go straight through and just pay like a toll fee. They have like this tunnel system goes under all these major cities and everything. So you can just like bypass a bunch of things.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So we made travel like easy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So in context with like Minnesota, how big is Norway?
Norway would be as big as from Minnesota all the way down to Texas.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess I didn't know that. So mm-hmm. in context of that, how much of Norway did you cover?
We covered about a majority of it. We started all the way down in Oslo and worked our way to the south point and then kind of worked our way on the west coast all the way up to the town called Tromsø. It's like the last major northern city that has a lot of population and things to do. And then after that, it's kind of more like native land and mm-hmm. just more rugged. And then we went back down.
Okay. So obviously you guys get along very well together if you're spending all this time traveling and in the car and doing stuff and just kind of hanging out. So if you're thinking about like, what's next for your relationship and anything? Are you planning on any other nature trips or national parks or anything like that?
Next, we want to go to California. There's like 8 of them in there.
Mm-hmm.
For sure, we want to do like Yosemite and Redwoods. They've got like those huge trees mm-hmm. that you can like, there's a tunnel that you drive through with your car. So we're not sure if we're going to drive out there or if we're going to fly and then drive.
Cruise around.
In California.
Yeah.
Just because it takes a while to drive and then we're probably killing 3 or 4 days trying to get there.
Yes, exactly.
But yeah, that's probably our next one. The rest are in Alaska that for national parks that we have to do. Mm-hmm. And there's 8 of them in there.
Okay.
And then Hawaii. Okay. So we got to do some plane rides to finish our list of 63 national parks.
Otherwise, is that, I mean, you've hit pretty much everything else?
Yep, we've hit pretty much everything else in the continental U.S. Wow. except for California, Alaska, Hawaii, and then I think just the 2 in Florida. So, yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah, we, as our family would like to say, we don't really vacation when we go on our trips.
Yes, you're working.
We work to get our stuff done and check off a list.
Wow.
But it's fun. And,
yeah. Well, yeah, you found somebody. Was that something that you were into before you guys got together?
I never traveled outside of Minnesota before I met Charlie, but I've always wanted to travel. Mm-hmm. And so he just really fed my travel bug.
Yeah.
And then I'm like hooked.
That's awesome. So, yeah. I love that. He just wanted to make somebody happy. And now here he is.
Yeah.
Just out doing it. Before we sign off, what's like the one thing that you love about him? And what would you say is like something that you bring to his life? What does he love about you?
What I love about Charlie is he's just so thoughtful. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll say something, and like a month later, he'll just like randomly like give a gift for me or something, mm-hmm. or he'll do something that just makes me feel loved and appreciated. And like, he always has like a look in his eyes, mm-hmm. that like he's like obsessed and like in love with me. Aww. Which is good, but yeah. like he just like looks at me so adoringly, and I'm like, it's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, stop it.
Yeah. So yeah, he's just the best. And I would say, like, for myself, for what I bring to Charlie, I don't know, I like, I'm a really caring person, and I'm a worrier, so I'm the one who's always like, are you okay, like, mm-hmm. checking in with him. And I think, you know, it's a good balance. Like, he's the younger sibling in his family, and I'm like the eldest daughter. So yep. like, it's a really good compliment where like he kind of just like brings me back down, and like he's super chill, and I'm just like kind of like worrying and mm-hmm. making lists and everything.
Somebody has to make the train go.
Yeah.
And then somebody has to make sure that everyone's having fun on the train. And that's just.
Right. And yeah. so I think that's what really works, is he just like makes me feel relaxed, and, you know, I keep kind of things some organized. But yeah, I'm always checking in with him and making sure he's good. I do things for him, and he just like always appreciates that.
Yeah. Well, it's a very sweet story. Thank you for sharing.
You're welcome.
I love that. Well, we'll wrap up there. There we have it. Love story. The National Park romance of Natalie and Charlie.
Yeah.
Perfect. Well, thank you for coming today.
Thank you for having me.
Of course.
Cookies shouldn't be boring, and Molly B's clearly got that memo. These are bold, gourmet, artisan-crafted cookies, like hot Cheetos in a cookie bowl. My listeners get 10% off the entire site at mollybees.com with code LOVESTORY. Go ahead, treat yourself. Your taste buds will thank you. You know how some vodkas taste like regret in a bottle? Yeah, this isn't that. Norman's Shuck Vodka from Garden State Distillery is basically a dirty martini already bottled up for you, infused with oysters, seaweed, and sea salt. My listeners get 15% off, so go grab a bottle, shake up your cocktail game, and thank me later. Use my code LOVESTORY at GardenStateDistillery.com. Thank you for listening to the Love Story Podcast. You can subscribe to the show, and you can follow us at the Love Story Podcast on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Do you think you have a love story for the ages? Do you think you have a love story that's like a meet cute? Or maybe you just have a regular old love story, but you guys have been together for so long that you don't even remember how you met? We would love to have you on the Love Story Podcast to tell your story. Every love story is unique. Every love story is special. And whether you think you've got a cool story, a funny story, or just a heartwarming story, or just a story of the everyday regular old love, that's the kind of stuff we want to hear. Reach out at info@lovestoryweddingshow.com, and we will schedule a time to get you featured on the Love Couch. If you're not local, we have the capabilities of doing it digitally as well. So don't forget to reach out, info@lovestoryweddingshow.com, or head to the show notes.